United States Department of Agriculture announced today that an animal has tested inconclusive on a rapid screening test for mad cow disease. The USDA uses the word inconclusive to make it clear that further testing is needed to prove whether the animal actually has the disease. But it is a matter for concern, and so NPR science correspondent Joe Palca joins us now. He's been following this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you been able to learn about this animal?
Well, not much, unfortunately. The USDA is not releasing very many details until it does this follow-up testing. What they have said is that one of the labs where they've been doing this expanded screening program reported early this morning that after an initial screening test and then a follow-up repeat of that test, it was positive, and so they're going to, or positive, they call it inconclusive because they don't want to give people the wrong impression, but it's being sent off for further testing. They do say, however, the carcass removed from the food supply, so it's no chance that this went into the meat someplace.
We don't even know yet where this is in the country
nope.
that this turned up.
Nope, nothing.
And this is not the first animal, I suppose, to require further testing.
No. Back in June, the USDA started this expanded surveillance program where they said, we want to get a better idea of whether or not there is any mad cow disease in this country. Because as you remember, there was one case that was discovered in Washington State late last year. In the first week or so of that screening program, two cases came up in this inconclusive category. And so actually USDA tweaked their rules a little bit where they said, well, we're not going to say anything unless we get a repeat screening test that's positive. So if it's just once, because there are problems with this test. First of all, you can do it improperly, which can give you the wrong answer. And second of all, it's a very sensitive test. That's the point. It's supposed to have a hair trigger for anything that even looks faintly positive. And so you expect to get what's called false positives on this test at some rate. So if you test a lot of animals, and they've now tested over 100,000, and if you're only getting one in 100,000 false positives, well, if you do 100,000 animals, you're going to see a false positive.
Okay, so they've done this test. They have found something. They're doing further tests to determine exactly what it is. The concern is mad cow disease. How long before we know something definitive?
Well, it's mad cow that they're looking for and that they're suspicious of, and this animal brain actually gets taken out of its head and sent to Ames, Iowa. And it's in Ames, Iowa, where they will slice it up and slice the brain up and look at it. And that takes about 4 to 7 days, depending on how fast things go there.
How does this case compare to the one confirmed case about a year ago in Washington State?
Well, this one's unconfirmed, I guess, is the simple answer. This one popped out of this larger screening program that the USDA initiated back in June.
Now, why talk about this now if we don't know? We've been talking for 3 minutes about something that we don't know.
That's right. And the answer is, well, darned if you do and darned if you don't. If USDA doesn't talk about it and a few days later they come back positive, then everybody's going to say, oh, you knew about this a few days ago and you didn't say anything? So they get in trouble that way. And the other side of it is what you're just asking me. Why are we talking about it if we don't know for sure? They're saying we want to be transparent. We want everybody to know what's going on. We'll tell everybody as much as we know, as soon as we know. But we still don't know very much.
Sort of like these terrorist warnings where they have to say we think something might happen, but we don't know what.
Something like that.
Okay, NPR's Joe Palca will continue covering this story. Joe, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.